6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday. Oh, yeah, isn't it? August 23rd, 2022. Moving right along, getting closer to the end of our summer sale. That's right. The 31st is the last day that this is happening. All dropship products are excluded. However, everything in our inventory that is not dropship is on sale while supplies last. Everything in stock. And you don't have to add any codes at checkout. We made it so easy for you to buy from us. If you spend $99.99 or less, you get 10% off. If you spend $100 to $199.99, you get 15% off. If you spend over $200, you get 20% off. As they say in the business, such a deal. So take advantage of that because, you know, we have all sorts of good stuff at the Power Mall. All you have to do is go shop over there. It's what keeps us busy. Keeps us in business, too. And that's why you buy from the good guys. Willard Water Products, by the way, all the Willard Water products are on sale. The Willard Water Clear, the Dark, the Aloe Gel, all 16-ounce sizes, all on sale. And John Willard III will be talking to us about the benefits and attributes of Willard Water at the bottom of this hour. Top of next hour, Jonathan Otto. He has a website called Jonathan Otto TV. He got together with Dr. Tal Braun and Dr. Brian Artis. You remember that story? Talked about snake venom in the COVID vaccine, in the COVID jab. And we talked about Genentech being bought up by Pfizer. They have 19 different snake venom peptides they were working on. Chinese crate, King Cobra, and Dr. Brian Artis and Tal Braun eventually would connect, even though it was like 5 months apart from the first time Dr. Braun reached out to Dr. Artis. Dr. Artis didn't see his email until 5 months later, and they connected. And now they have CoVenomSeries.com. Believe it or not, we're going to be talking about that at the top of next hour. In the meantime, if you think that the migrant problem we have across the border here in the U.S. is a problem, believe it or not, people are fleeing to get to the U.K. Almost 1,300 migrants, as a matter of fact, crossed the English Channel in small boats yesterday, setting a new record for crossings in a single day. Thank God they didn't swim it. Most of them probably aren't swimmers, like some of those that set records, swim in the English Channel. The Ministry of Defense said 1,295 migrants made the crossing in 27 boats. So I guess we have the boat people all over again, right? That tops the previous high of 1,185 last November, the highest daily total since current records began in 2018. So far this month, 6,168 people have made the crossing in small boats compared to 3,683 in July. It's almost double. More than 22,560 people have journeyed across the English Channel so far this year. Wow. They got their hands full, as do our blue state sanctuary cities here. And there's many people that'll say Americans rolled over in the face of COVID restrictions and vaccine pressures, despite extensive evidence neither of these things had any effect on stopping or stalling the pandemic. The headline reads, China's endless COVID hysteria is a dark social engineering experiment. You know, we said this long ago. Most of you already knew that because we have the smartest listeners listening to this show. You've already figured it out that the CCP and the United States government got together and they created germ warfare. Yes, that's right. For those of you out there just dialing in for the first time, COVID-19 is a bioweapon. And see, the only way you're going to buy into this is to go and do the research and see just how much money Echo Health Alliance and Dr. Peter Daszak gave to the lab in Wuhan, along with material from Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. All this stuff is just rolling off my tongue. I'm not reading these notes. This is all stuff that I have knowledge of because of the research that I've done for the last 2.5 years. And so all this money, if you've been watching mainstream media, they're talking about all of these immigrants being bused from Texas to New York. And they're being given free cell phones, and they're being given free food, and being put up in $400 a night hotel rooms. Meanwhile, we have homeless vets. I know, you want to address that issue? It's totally separate, right? I don't know. It's kind of crazy, you know, Joe Biden, in the meantime, instead of helping out our people, he quietly gave Mozambique $41 million U.S. tax dollars. Yeah, quietly. Amazing how that works. The nutbags we have running D.C. right now, it certainly is a shift show, isn't it, Chance?
Yes. Hello, Dave Meister. Can you hear me?
I can. What's going on?
Listen to this, Dave Meister. Talk about poetic justice. Flocks of Californians, I read, are flocking into Mexico City to visit and to live. And the Mexicans are all complaining that now since they're there, the rents are going up, the prices are going up, they want them out of there. Isn't that ironic?
It is, and I mean, that was like, I think that Fox was reporting that like 3 days ago. And they're going down there, and because it's cheaper to get gas in Mexico than it is in California.
Yes, I don't listen to any of those programs. I got it from a Patriot publication, I got. You know, and Dave Meister, in appreciation of your humor, you know, I always had bad timing. I like to laugh and joke now, even while most of the world has forgotten how to or doesn't understand how to laugh. That's why your program is, I appreciate your program. And I'll leave you with a thought of mine, Dave Meister. Any man who's easily deceived by anything or anybody can't be trusted, especially when the SH hits the fan.
Here's another one for you. You ready for this one? Don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things.
Yep. And another thought of mine is, life is too short and I'm too old now. Laughing sure beats crying at this stage of the game. God bless now, Dave.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. We appreciate you. Biden's White House, by the way, it has been announced, was intimately involved in the DOJ's criminal probe. It's a probe, you know, into former President Donald Trump. This is according to government documents reviewed by Just the News. Yeah, they knew all about it. Witch hunt. Anybody really believe the White House didn't know about this, according to what Trump posted on Truth Social? And, you know, here's the thing. Whether or not any of this is related to January 6th or whatever the case may be, you know, the more they try to discredit Trump, the worse it gets for them. And the more the GOP and all of the conservatives and Tea Party patriots push back. Remember Ray Epps Sr., the guy that the FBI was on his wanted list, and all of a sudden now just out of nowhere? You know, his photo was originally number 16 on the FBI's most wanted list, but it was later scrubbed from the site without any explanation. Records obtained by Epic Times showed Epps Sr. believed there was going to be a bomb attack, and he was teaching his kid how to apply a tourniquet in case of a bomb explosion or other disaster. You know, and he was encouraging people to go into the Capitol building. Yet, he's never been arrested. Huh. Amazing, isn't it? How that works? Not once has he been in front of the January 6th committee either. Over 6,000 people. Here's what I like. I guess you could classify this as good news, but over 6,000 have participated in election integrity trainings so far, according to the Tea Party Patriots co-founder, Jenny Beth Martin. And see, after the 2020 presidential election began, election improvement efforts and coordinated with other organizations, that's what the Tea Party did, to implement training programs because there's so many questions of election integrity throughout the U.S. They want to have citizens exercise their legal rights under state law to make sure there is a check and balance on the election system. And, of course, guess where the focus was? The swing states, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. States that had the most problems counting ballots. Certain counties in these states had questionable election processes. Remember that? They're papering up walls. Oops! One of the urinals in the men's john flooded out. No, it didn't. That was a lie. Suitcase full of ballots. Oh, yeah. I know, and they'll call us a bunch of quacks. Nope, sorry. Doesn't work that way. And Kelly Chewbacca, Trump-endorsed candidate running against Rhino Lisa Murkowski up in Alaska. Billionaires from this Lisa super PAC have donated nearly $3 million to Lisa Murkowski's campaign. LISA, L-I-S-A, stands for Leadership in a Strong Alaska. Backs only one candidate, Murkowski. Rhino. You see, they don't want the system to go away. They want the system to stay just the way it is. They figure if they can keep things as status quo, more and more people are going to make themselves rich and do political favors for everybody that gave them money. That's why our governmental system, the way things are, our Congress, our justice system, our administration, the executive, all three branches are corrupt and dysfunctional. That is not the republic we bargained for, is it? But you hear Pelosi flapping her gums, calling it a democracy. You see, this is where they twist the truth. They don't want to call it a republic. That's what the Pledge of Allegiance says. Doesn't say democracy. But they want to call it democracy because, like vaccine, they figure if they say that word enough, it's going to become part of your vocabulary. To just brainwash you by going, democracy, democracy, democracy. You know, that's how she sounds. I swear to God, one of these days her teeth are going to fall out. And sources close to former President Trump have confirmed to Breitbart News, believe it or not, the GSA packed the boxes of documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago, not political staffers. So, you gotta wonder, you see, if Trump's own staffers didn't pack it and GSA just started throwing stuff in boxes, then, you know, how can you say that there was any intent on the part of President Trump to keep stuff? See, this is where everything starts falling apart for the DOJ. They're trying to hang him any way there is to Sunday. Not going to work. We were talking earlier about New York City's packed homeless shelter system, housing about 4,900 border crossers, and the hits just keep on coming. That's right. Oh, Eric Adams, he is so pissed at Greg Abbott, Governor Abbott in Texas there. You know, I'm pissed that Governor Abbott hasn't declared an actual invasion and sent the troops to shut down the border and turn everybody back. But you see, this is what he does because he's part of the status quo. He doesn't want Texas independence. He's going to try to stop it any way he can because he likes his power grab just the way he has it, sitting in his wheelchair. And you know what? People in Texas are getting sick of it. But see, he's got his rank and file that give him lots and lots of money. Just like Soros gave Beto, who's not even Beto, the guy's Irish, O'Rourke for crying out loud, $1 million. So, you know, Abbott's going to keep, that's his solution. He's going to keep sending illegal immigrants up to New York City and D.C. and give the sanctuary cities a taste of their own medicine. And Biden, here's the thing. He can take credit for everything he wants. like considering $10,000 in student loan forgiveness for borrowers who make under $125,000. I'm a little frustrated with that because I paid off my student loan. And all these people are going to get forgiven? I had to cough up 10 grand to pay my student loan. What in the hell is his problem? He just wants to gain political favor with all the libs. That's the way it works. I mean, it's the truth. Democrats just like to give away the store. In Florida, meanwhile, pre-election observation report released by Floridians for Election Transparency obtained by the Epoch Times is saying now that there are numerous flaws, inconsistencies, and violation of Florida election laws that raise serious concerns about the election system. 18 of the 67 counties in Florida agreed to participate in their study. 10 others declined to comment. Gotta wonder about that. Again, it goes right back to the supervisor of elections for each county and how legitimate they want to run their show. And speaking of the show, we're talking about the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago. Former White House advisor Jared Kushner gave his first interview following that raid, claiming that his father-in-law is a fighter, always has been. He, of course, is the husband of former president's daughter, Ivanka. And he says that Trump drives his enemies so crazy, they always over-pursue him and make mistakes trying to get him. And that's basically what happened here. But what's happening now is the same thing being done with the same people in the same way. Kushner said they're leaking to the same sources, manufacturing fabulous claims that get debunked shortly thereafter. So much for fairness of the judicial system, right? And more bad news for Netflix. Guess what? The outlook for that network is bearish. It may underperform S&P 500 for the rest of the year, according to analysts. People just don't want to spend their money on Netflix. Netflix is hoping to get commercials, you know, more commercials to provide course correction the company needs when the new service rolls out in early 2023. But if nobody's wants to help them bake the bread, if nobody's there, Chicken Little was right. Netflix is going down the toilet. There's been a significant slowdown in ad spending. Why is that? Well, like Ford. Ford's laying off 3,000 workers in lieu of making electric vehicles. Gotta love that. Well, you do, except if you're one of the 3,000 people that are getting laid off. Americans are suffering at a record high rate under Biden, more than double the record low rate experienced under former President Trump. And see, the thing is, it depends on what part of the nation that you're in. Florida's unemployment rate, for example, has dropped to a historic low of 2.7%. While the state's job creation skyrocketed, there are so many jobs available there, but nobody wants to work, of course. But private sector employment in Florida increased by 70,000 jobs during the month of July. Those numbers represent one of the largest month's job gains over the past generation, and Florida continues to outpace the nation in labor force growth. Yep, it's just hard to find good help these days. Work ethic. It's like a vacuum cleaner. It sucks. A lot of people don't want to work. It's the way it is. And, of course, the Pentagon is rejecting Muriel Bowser's second appeal for National Guard troops. Nope, you're not getting them. But we got all these illegal immigrants being bused to D.C., says Bowser. And, unfortunately, nobody's listening. Not even the boy who cried wolf. It's not happening. Yeah, Muriel, you're getting a taste of your own medicine. You think it's great. You want to be a sanctuary city? Well, guess what? I hope they send a million people there and you're deluged so you can see what it feels like to be living in these border towns in Texas and Washington, D.C. is not listening. So maybe if Washington, D.C. proper was affected by all of this, maybe people would listen. But like most of Congress, we all know that they don't listen. Twitter's former head of security, Peter Mudge Zatko, has accused his former employer of cybersecurity negligence in an explosive whistleblower complaint. CNN Washington Post, believe it or not, leaked that one out. Very public breach. Hackers hijacked Twitter accounts. Biden, Musk, yeah, they got hijacked. Amazing how that works. Guy was let go of the company after he blew the whistle. The three most important elements that support life are oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen. And guess what? They're all being targeted by the death cultists. Yep. Yeah, they want to correct all this. We need green this and green that. And we need to get rid of the stuff. CO2. You know, don't plants need CO2? You're going to reduce vegetation if they don't get that. It's all part of transhumanism, folks. We got that on the email blast. If you subscribe, you'll get it. And believe it or not, with all of the FBI raids in Mar-a-Lago, Truth Social, Trump's app, 550% increase in downloads. Amazing how that works. And, of course, we have a picture up there about, you know, from unprecedented images of Jupiter released by the James Webb Telescope. Looks pretty neat. But, see, you won't know that unless you get our email blast. Under surveillance state category, an American professor at the University of Maryland, Dinesh Manocha. He's a professor of computer science at UMD College Park. He was asked to develop an urban surveillance software that can classify the personality of each pedestrian and identify other biometric features, which he did for Alibaba, Chinese company. They gave him 125 large, and he did that. Now they're using it to identify Uyghurs so they can kill them. Amazing how that works, too. All sorts of other stories we're going to get to at the bottom of next hour, along with your phone calls. In the meantime, after this break here on the Power Hour, John Willard will be talking about Willard Water. You want to stay with us for this and an education. We all need solutions. That's what we do here. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Welcome back to this segment. It's always fun to get an education. And see, here on the Power Hour, we do not do infomercials. And why is that? Well, because all of the time that we've spent over the last 20-some-odd years investigating the kinds of products that we feature on the Power Mall, all of this took time. And so once you visit the Power Mall, you realize why we don't do infomercials. We actually bring the vendors on to talk about the products, how valuable they are. And when you hear the educational value contained in what we discuss during the show, even though it's limited in scope, you do have the opportunity to call and ask questions, offer testimonials, do great things like that. 844-769-2944 is a toll-free number to call. We have Diatribe that way. That way you can comment and tell us what you think about the products. You're shopping at the Power Mall. Just remember that what we're going to talk about as far as Willard Water products are all on sale. And while supplies last, well, you never know. We might sell out of it all. But here's the thing. It's a good thing because Willard Water will resupply us. But our end of summer sale ends at the end of the month, so make sure you put Willard Water on your list, whether you get the clear, the dark, or the allergel, which is topical, by the way, all in 16-ounce sizes. And in the interim, we want to talk to John Willard III. It's amazing. Comes from a whole line of Willards, the first being the PhD, John Willard, talented chemistry professor, conducting research on a highly concentrated trace mineral water. He made a miraculous discovery. I'm going to let John Willard III tell you all about that. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. Well, so go ahead and give us the scoop. How did he, what did he discover and how did he discover it? That's what I want to know.
Sure, sure. Well, my grandpa was a chemist. He got his PhD from Purdue University. He had a very distinguished chemistry career. He actually worked on the Manhattan Project, development of the atomic bomb during World War II, taught at Virginia Military Institute, and so he was really accomplished. And but he was very much a scientist, and he always said that the key to being a successful scientist is curiosity. And so he continually looked for different, looked at different things in the world and tried to answer questions for himself. And he began to do research into what we call lignite, could be fossilized, basically fossilized plants in the late 1940s because he was a big hunter and a big hiker, and he noticed that a lot of deer trails ended at lignite deposits, and then he noticed that a lot of farmers, a lot of hog farmers in the area were giving the ashes from their coal-fired stoves to their pigs. And he thought there must be something about it, so he started doing research into it. And long story short, he researched it for the product and found that it was very high in micronutrients, naturally occurring antifungicides, naturally occurring antibiotics. And he wanted to create a water solution that would deliver some of these nutrients to humans and animals and livestock as well. But he had to come up with a way to deliver it without reducing the impact of these. And he always just called it dumb luck. He was working on this solution in the 60s, and he was playing around with some different salt solutions. And he combined the two of them, and he was very much a scientist. He began doing tests on himself, and he was testing his blood cells specifically for the effects of toxicity. And he noticed that this new drink that he created was significantly boosting the movement of platelets in his bloodstream. And it's actually a pretty neat thing to see if you ever have the opportunity to do it before and after. You see really rapid differences in the movement of platelets, white blood cells, et cetera, in the bloodstream when Willard Waters introduced. But anyway, he began to then go in sort of a left turn and do a number of different trials, sent some of his new product up to friends at Washington State University and Purdue University, and they conducted a number of trials over the next 7 or 8 years. And what they found was that this solution that he had developed, that he eventually called catalyst-activated water originally, which now is called Willard Water, what it does is it stimulates it serves as a catalyst in the body, and a catalyst is something that makes other things function better. And that's the best way to really sort of describe what Willard Water is doing. We see a number of different impacts. We see better antioxidant activity due to the fact that it's boosting the absorption of antioxidants in the cells. We now know after 50 years that it's also recharging some antioxidants in the cells and making them stronger. So, for example, if you add Willard Water to green tea, the free radical scavenging activities would be significantly higher. We see a very significant increase in absorption retention and utilization of nutrients. So if you pair it with when you're eating, your body's going to utilize the nutrients through your food more effectively, and all of these things have a much better impact on the overall health of your body. And of course, we see some other things obviously related to the platelets and others that the FDA doesn't allow us to talk about. But we do have a lot of really tremendous impacts when drinking Willard Water.
So I got to ask, Willard Water has been the subject of a hearing before U.S. Congress. What got them interested in Willard Water?
Well, it was we have a long and sordid history with the FDA, and not entirely at some level to these FDA officials' fault. But when my grandfather invented this product and began selling it, it was 1973. And the regulatory structure, when it came to the Food and Drug Administration or to foods and drugs in general, was designed for food and drugs. There was no separate supplement category. There was no other sort of other categories. So you're either a food or you're a drug or you were nothing. Well, Willard Water didn't neatly fit into either one of those. But by 1980, in the first 7 years, Willard Water sort of had become this sensation in western South Dakota, eastern Wyoming, eastern Montana. Our company is based in western South Dakota. And so all these farmers and ranchers were giving it to their cattle, and then they began to drink it, and they began, so we have like thousands of people in this region who had become Willard Water fans. And at some point in time, the FDA said, well, you can't sell this anymore because it's not a food, it's not a drug, and you have to either do one or the other. And so they basically shut down the company. Well, a member of Congress, a senator here, started getting a lot of mail about it, a lot of mail, a lot of phone calls. People were very upset about it. And so they held a hearing on what we today call Willard Water in the early 1980. And what they did was they came out of that and they asked the FDA to reclassify the product. And they reclassified it as a milk and said you could market it only as a milk product, which is kind of funny. You look back at the history of the way supplements developed and some of these other liquids developed. Certainly Willard Water was a big part of that movement. But so that was the subject of the hearing, and they wanted people to testify, and they actually held the hearing here in Rapid City, South Dakota. They brought the hearing here, so all these customers had an opportunity to provide their own testimonials.
Yeah, it's amazing because that's the first time I've ever heard that one. And what they did is trying to shut the company down. This is typical of the FDA when there's something that these people can't get their head around. We have a government that seems to not be able to get its head around a lot of things. But it was also featured on 60 Minutes. And this product, apparently, and I want to get into the water itself, it breaks down the surface tension of the water, does it not?
Yes. We know, we still don't know exactly why it's doing what it's doing. We still don't know the exact mechanism behind it. As I indicated earlier, we can test what we see in tests. So we've done a number of tests on everything from cells to microbes to humans we've done feces tests on humans to see the absorption rates of vitamins and minerals. We've done cellular tests to see how antioxidants perform with Willard water. We've done tests on livestock, animals, pets, plants. We also see every biological being gets the same basic impact from this product, and so we have a lot of tests on plants as well. But we still don't know exactly why it's doing what it's doing. And, at some point in time, I would like to learn that. Okay. We continue to do research. We continue to fund research. I've been CEO now for just a little over a decade, and we've done multiple research every year that I've been here. We've funded multiple research options.
It's amazing. So getting into the actual Willard water product, when people go surf the Power Mall, there's three of them listed there. One of them is Willard Water Clear. It's in a 16-ounce size. How many gallons does that 16-ounce bottle treat?
16 gallons. It's when my grandfather actually originally invented the product, he found that the most efficient way of using the product was by the gallon. So he would personally buy bottles of water, like a gallon bottle of water, whether it was distilled or other type of water. And he would put an ounce of the clear into that water, or he put 2 ounces of the dark into that water. And he felt like that was the best way to use it. But the FDA, being the FDA, shortly after I took over as CEO, they came back and said they forced us to change that because they didn't feel like a gallon was an appropriate serving size. So they forced us to try to break that down to 8-ounce glasses. So on the bottle, you'll see it as 8 ounce. But it's a quarter of a teaspoon for 8 ounces of water.
Okay, and then so the difference between the clear and the dark is what?
You kind of get into the chemistry a little bit. As I said, my grandpa was really looking for a trace mineral solution, a high-density trace mineral solution. And the clear product actually was primarily this other solution that he combined it with. So it doesn't have as much of these trace minerals in it as the dark does, but he kind of took a left turn, and he researched that for about 7 or 8 years. But he came back to that idea of investing more of those trace minerals in it. But the interesting thing about it is it reacted with the core components of the product, and he had to scale back some of that. It gets into the weeds a little bit here. So ultimately, the difference is that the dark has more trace minerals, but the catalyst in it isn't as strong as the catalyst in the clear. The catalyst is what makes Willard water basically do what it does. And so you have to use twice as much of it.
Interesting. So now the topical aloe gel. Now this is something, obviously, if it says topical, it means you only put it on your skin.
Yes.
Is this like aloe vera gel that has your Willard water in it? Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's and of course, I'm not biased at all, but it is the greatest aloe gel in the history of mankind. The Willard water, when it's added to the aloe gel, it does the exact same thing on the skin as it does inside, internally. It boosts the ability, the skin cells' ability to absorb and retain that aloe vera. So all of the impacts that you get from aloe vera that the FDA does not allow me to talk about, but everybody knows if they've spent a little bit too much time in the sun, they'll slap on some aloe gel for a reason that the FDA won't allow us to talk about. But if they use the Willard water aloe gel, that aloe is going to get into those cells faster, and it's going to make it more effective. And you're going to get relief from that the sun problems that you have much more rapidly. It's amazing. I have to say, I know that I'm biased, but buy the aloe gel. You won't regret it.
So the aloe gel, we're talking sunburn and skin irritations and stuff like that. Is that kind of where we're going with this?
Yes, that's correct.
And this is all natural stuff, unlike the banana boat they had to recall. You knew about that recall, right?
Yes. It is 100% natural. The aloe gel is 99.99% organic, as is the Willard water. And this gets into some of the regulatory stuff as well. The Willard water has a salt in it called sodium silicate that is completely safe. It's often used as a preservative in things like, so if you bought pickles, for example, you would have some sodium silicate in there. It's often used as a preservative, but it's not an organically sourced material. It's a natural, and it gets down to, it's basically the law is all it is. The law, the organic law doesn't allow you to call sodium silicate in a product like the aloe gel or in a product like Willard Water is organic. There are other applications where you can use it and call it organic, but not in this particular application.
And what's neat about Willard Water products is they are all on sale right now as part of our end of summer sale here at the Power Mall. And that's one of the things that we like to present here. It's one of the things when you go shopping on the Power Mall, we always like to make those decisions based on knowledge. Is there anything about the Super Water that you have not brought up on this show before, John, that we need to know?
Boy, I've been on a lot, so I think your listeners are probably getting kind of sick of me. I will tell you, I think the there's also a spray, or actually we haven't talked a lot about the pet. I'm a huge proponent of the pet products, and I actually developed this pet product line myself because people were using Willard Water, and I had a rescue dog that had some issues. He had real problems with his coat. He had been severely neglected, abused, and was just in really bad shape when we got him. And they told us we got him when he was 5. They said that he would probably live for another couple of years. Probably. They told us that his coat would never come back. And so I started doing research into it, and I kept honestly coming up with all these things online because I really wanted to stick to natural solutions to some of these problems. And Willard Water kept coming up. A publication called The Whole Dog Journal has done 2 publications on the Willard Water itself. There's an entire chapter dedicated to the Willard Water in a publication called The Holistic Guide for a Healthy Dog. It's basically designed to be an encyclopedia for natural pet owners. There's all these other references where people used it for stuff like this. And so I decided to come up with a pet product line, and I actually used it on my dog. And my dog Aspen lived till he was 13. His coat came back completely within a few months of using Willard Water. We had him for about a year, but within a few months of using Willard Water in his water and spraying his skin with it, it all came back completely. I mean, I'm such a huge proponent of it. I don't think I've ever really talked about it here. But using Willard Water on pets is, I think, a really important thing.
Well, there you have it. See, now that's something I didn't know either. And you see, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we start digging and we start asking questions and one thing leads to another. And then all of a sudden now you learn that your own experiences showed you something that most people didn't know, that you could give Willard Water to your pets. And so basically, besides breaking down the surface tension, it helps cellular absorption. This is what I'm getting out of it so far. I should probably put that on my list of things to order. Because I just got a rescue dog, too, and, I mean, she's pretty healthy. She's all full of spunk. We have other words for what, you know, those dogs are. German Shepherds are just, you know, that way. They're just really high-strung. But anyway, it's interesting that, you know, you would use the normal mix when you gave your dog this. You would the 1 ounce per gallon?
What I do is actually I create a 1 ounce per gallon. So I create a gallon, and this is just what I do personally. I always have a gallon in my refrigerator. And by the way, Willard Water, once it affects the water, it stays that way forever. So we have a lot of people who use it, for example, for like an alkaline water. Once Willard Water raises that alkaline pH a couple of points, it'll stay that way forever. And so I just basically create a gallon of Willard Water, diluted Willard Water, and put it in my refrigerator. And then I just add it to our dog's bowls. We have 2 big Great Pyrenees dogs, so they have pretty big bowls. But we just dump a little bit in there. I have to say I'm not entirely scientific about it. If people are a little concerned, I would say put a tablespoon of the diluted in your dog's bowl.
That's amazing. See, the other thing I wanted to ask you, too, because you mentioned pH. What does that do when you add it? Because, I mean, you've obviously studied this, John. You know about the pH level in Willard water. Have you actually tested it and come up with a figure?
Yes, yes. We had a we paid a graduate student here at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology to basically did a project on alkaline waters and including Willard water and what how Willard water performs. And so what he found was that when you dilute Willard water, when you add it to diluted water, it will raise the pH of that water somewhere around 1.5 to 2 points, depending on how acidic that water is when we start with it. And it will stay that way forever. I mean, you know, my grandfather actually tested it over 15 years. This young gentleman tested it over 6 months. And the Willard water never changed any of the metrics that he took for the product, did not change at all in 6 months. And so once it hit that pH level, it stayed that way forever. And certainly from a cost perspective, he found obviously Willard water at the price point, you know, getting 16 gallons for somewhere around $30-$35 or whatever the number is there, is a pretty good deal for 16 gallons of alkaline water.
Well, it is. And, I mean, considering what they normally do with alkaline water, I've seen this in the grocery stores. And, again, we go back to this notion. Way back when, well, who'd have thunk we would have been paying for water in a plastic bottle? Do you normally mix yours in a glass bottle or jar, or do you put it in plastic?
I don't, I don't. I do it just because, honestly, it's convenience. I take a milk jug, and I wash it out, and I mix it in that.
Yeah, the reason I ask that, John, is because we've had, you know, so many reports of like Nestle's Pure Life and people all of a sudden finding these plastic particles in their lungs. And the common denominator was the stuff was floating around in the water that they were buying from the grocery store. And so this is the reason I asked that question, you know, besides the fact that, you know, I think the milk jugs probably are a little bit thicker plastic than normal. I know a lot of people use glass jugs. There's probably nothing wrong with it. But, you know, this is the advantage of Willard water is something that you're going to actually pay more for in the store, I think, given the price of water. If you've seen it with inflation the way it is, folks, here's a money-saving idea. Besides the fact that you get this end-of-summer sale discounts, now you get healthy at the same time with Willard water. That's the reason why we have John on the show, is to explain how all this works, and you can give it to your pets. So that, I think it's better than an infomercial. You get educated. It's traced. I mean, it was a trace mineral water is how it started out, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. And the dark product does have a significant amount of trace minerals in it. So if you're taking like a trace mineral supplement, you could replace that with the dark. If you're taking a supplement and an alkaline water, you can replace both with the dark. If you just want to replace your alkaline water, you use the clear. It's probably the easiest to do. It's probably the most comparable to other alkaline waters in the marketplace. You could reduce it with the clear. And like you said, you could just put it in a glass jug in the in your refrigerator and just use it that way. Or if you've got some other large container, like you know, one of those like office jugs that people use, you can put it directly into that as well. It would be 5 ounces and 5 gallons, just figure 1 ounce per gallon. And it's far, far cheaper than what people are using.
But this thing, of course, it's not a decontaminant. So if you've got bad water to begin with, it's really not going to do much as far as the cleaning up the water. That's something you actually have to filter. This basically enhances your normal drinking water and it boosts the pH and helps with cellular function, so to speak. That would be a fair statement too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we have to bring that up, folks. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say it's going to boost pretty much everything you're taking. So if you're taking any supplements, for example, your body's going to absorb and utilize them better. If you're drinking it in tea, your body's going to absorb and utilize them better. If you put it in you don't have to just put it in water. You could put it in a smoothie if you want to do something like that. It'll boost your body's
ability to use those smoothies better. And basically, whatever you're using to improve your health in a liquid manner is going to be boosted by Willard water.
And depending on how much water you drink, you probably could go through one of these a month. Can you heat Willard water to make tea?
Absolutely.
And what does it do to that? I mean, does it enhance the flavor of the tea? What does it do to the tea?
Nothing. And other than, as I said earlier, it actually boosts the absorption of the antioxidants in that tea. And it also, we found, helps recharge them a little bit. So you're going to get better free radical scavenging out of your tea when you're adding Willard water to it. We know that for a fact. We've got a couple different good tests on it that go all the way down to the cellular level. So, I actually, during the winter when I'm drinking tea, I always add it to my tea.
Interesting. And see, now here's something that another thing we didn't know. Listener question, as a matter of fact. Sometimes the listeners don't want to interrupt our diatribe or dialogue, but, they've got questions and they posit them, which is good, because everybody learns a little something. And again, Willard water is on sale at the Power Mall as part of our end of summer sale. John Willard III, thank you so much for being on the show with us. Enjoy your week. We'll have you back again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Buy the Willard water, clear, dark, or the topical aloe gel at the sale. Stock up. Buy two. That's right. All items on sale while supplies last here at the Power Mall. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to be back with Jonathan Otto after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.